Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Stirring the Pot podcast. I am your host, Gary Bryant. I want to welcome each and every last one of you to today's episode. We're just going to talk. Sometimes I like to do these little iterations, car talks, things of that such nature. It's a lot of stuff that goes on in life today. We have a lot of conflicting issues. A lot of conflicting issues in the realm that we live in. Be it the body of Christ, be it society, be it whatever, your working environment. A lot of people don't understand the journey. Everyone is so defensive to the point where your opinion can get you obliterated because of your thought process. I get a lot of time to kind of sit back and think, and I mean, not that I ain't got nothing going on, because anybody that know me know I'm a workaholic. But, I've been really sitting back thinking of the direction I want this podcast, or the niche that I would like to be in, my targeted audience, and things of that such nature. And, it's funny, the name Stirring the Pot came simply from the fact that, I'm that friend that, we can be out, 10 of us at a table, everybody is into different things, and I would pose a question. I would put a question out there to the group, and it would stir some things up, stir people's feelings. Sometimes things have gotten a little emotional. Sometimes things, even gotten out of hand, not too many times, but it has happened. And, simply opinion is probably one of the greatest assets that we have. Now you're talking to somebody who actually has a really dope job, good, great benefits, great pay. And you also have, you're talking to a person who has formulated some funds through the marketplace. So, I'm not talking from a one-sided perspective when I say things, or when I, formulate these opinions and things of that such nature. Lately, probably the second half of this year, we're still in 2021. I've been doing a lot of research. One of my friends, put me on, investing and crypto and things like that. And we running up a bag. Opinion is what makes you free, what makes you yourself. Formulating a thought that can be subjective, or formulating a thought that people can understand and relate to, is such a dope thing. And it's almost like sometimes, you know, people try to force their fears on you. You know, force their, oh, you can't do that. You can't have that mindset. You can't think that way. You know, and it's crazy because, you know, you sit back and you just be like, well, why not? You know, I've always been a liked individual. You know, I'm very personable. And the funny thing about me is that I don't mind being the black sheep or an introvert. I can shut the world out if I wanted to and really just be to myself. And people don't get it that, you know, I mean, you know, your feelings about an individual or, you know, your opinions of an individual. I tell people, listen, your opinions are very valid. You know why? Because we were all given our, you know, an opinion to have. You know, we were all given the same right to have an opinion on something and that just be what it is, you know? Like, but when people try to force individuals to not have a thought, to not be able to formulate a concept of an idea, I find that very, you know, heartbreaking, because it's almost like you don't want me to be creative enough to think for myself. So, back to my, you know, concept of thinking and, you know, trying to figure out the niche and my target audience and things of that such nature. You know, some individuals might say that, you know, I am a heretic, or maybe some sort of a form of a Judas. Maybe some people may think that, you know, I am a traitor to the body of Christ, because some of my topics and issues are, yes, they are formulated towards the body of Christ. Hey, they are. But it's never in a spirit of malice. It's never in a, you know, my thought process and the way I think and the way I feel about things is never really to tear down the body of Christ, but it is to shed light on serious issues that the body of Christ has, and not has, have. The body of Christ have, and, you know, we have to figure out how to be the best, you know, be the best that we can be. You know, somebody once told me that, you know, constructive criticism is probably the best thing that can happen for a lot of us. And, you know, if a person give you their thought and their opinions of you, it's not always to tear you down. So, like I said, I'm riding through the city and stuff. I just love some of the stuff that they're building and things like that. You know, I live in a brand new build, a very beautiful place, very modern, whatever. But, yeah, I kind of like what they're doing with the city of Philadelphia. You know, that's me personally. But anyway, let me get back to the topic. I'm sorry. So, yeah, you know, constructive criticism should always be a two-way street. I've been the byproduct of, you know, being on a reciprocating end, but when it came to being the giver, it wasn't accepted in the same formulation that I accepted it. And you have to question yourself, or not yourself, you have to question the intent of, you know, the criticism that came your way. Like, what type of spirit was it given in? You know, a lot of things have happened. You know, a lot of people are, you know, up in the air, or, you know, guessing about what may be going on here or there. You know, what's happening with them and that person. And the reality of it is, you know, if we really, you know, as some of the word, you know, the songs may say, let go and let God. If we really lived in that vein, or in that spirit, you know, a lot of issues that people have, we really wouldn't hear about them, or we wouldn't even know about it, because it wouldn't be so subjective, you know. You know, I've had a lot of people pour into my life, you know. And I think us, and not, I'm just rambling, but, you know, this vibe with me. You know, I think a lot of us in different communities, all is on the table. You know, a lot of us, you know, don't know how to really don't know how to, you know, love people for who they are, what they do, and what they've done. You know, a person doesn't like, if a person puts you into their life, or you're in their life as one thing, it's very difficult for them to see you as another thing. So in the nature, like think about the wild, like you never see a lion befriend a gazelle, you know, like, but if that gazelle was a lion or a tiger, then yeah, we can get along. But as soon as, you know, the nature of the relationship change, or the status of what we used to be to each other, change, then everything just goes sunny side up. You know, I always say things like, you know, your opinion is you know, is a very needed thing in the world. You know, your opinion is what drives ideas, what pushes us forward in our thinking methods. You know, I also tell people that time, opinions, and relationships are our greatest assets. And I stand by that. You know, I stand by that firmly. Because I believe relationships are one of the greatest things that you could have. Building relationships is some of the greatest things that you can do. And, you know, relationships can take you, get you from being at point A and helping you figure out your way to point Z. You know, having your opinion is how you articulate your emotion, your feeling, your beliefs, you know. And I feel like, you know, you should live in it. You know, everyone's opinion is valid. Everyone's opinion is important. So, you know, where do we go from here? You know, funny, and I won't name drop or nothing like that, but I actually said this to someone yesterday, you know, Now, I'm very big on relationship building because I think I'm very good at it. I'm very good at building relationships. So, someone reached out to me, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not putting nobody's name out there, but someone reached out to me asking me to, you know, borrow money for something to eat, you know, for something to, so that they can get food. And me, I'm the type of person, listen, I'm a giver. I mean, and the amount of money that they ask for, I mean, I have it, you know. So this individual asked, and this individual I haven't heard from in a while, you know. I haven't heard from this person in some time. And I told the person, you know, I sent the person the money, and I told the person, hey, listen, you know, it's smart to, you know, if you, to build relationships. This is what I told the person. I said, hey, you know, it's wise to build relationships so that if you ever need anything, it's not like, oh, I'm only reaching out to you because I'm in need, you know. And the person never texted me back, and I had already sent them the money or whatever the case is. It was a petty amount of money. It wasn't nothing crazy, but you know, it showed me that, you know, sometimes people are only evolved when it's to their benefit. You know, and I told the person, I said, listen, man, you know, and I even shared it with my wife, and I was just like, you know, why do people do that or whatever the case is? I said, but, you know, I had to let the person know because, yeah, I can give you that every single day and not think of it twice. But the fact of the matter is you're not going to, you know, reach out to me and, you know, feel like, you know, you can, you know, have that kind of access to me, and you don't even text me or check on me, just say, hey, what's up, how you be, what's going on. Listen, people, building relationships are very important. A relationship could actually be the determining factor of you and your family's survival. It can be the determining factor of the next meal that you can't provide for your family, but this person has the resources to do so. You know, building relationships is very smart. It takes a smart individual to build these relationships. You know, you had to be a fool not to consider building a relationship because, I mean, for any reason, to be totally honest. But let's stick a pin in that for 1 second. So back to where we stopped at. So I told, you know, the individual that, you know, building friendship, you know, if you want to call somebody or reach out to somebody and, you know, ask them for financial help or just anything, period. If you're going to call someone and ask them for any form of help, you know, a smart person, you know, is going to cultivate that relationship. You know, building relationship is free. That's why I stand by building relationships so much, because it literally costs you nothing to show yourself friendly or to you know, befriend someone. You know, it causes nothing. And the thing about friendship is we have evolved so much as a people, as a human race, that, you know, friendships are stamped, and we don't even have to speak to each other every day. Like, how much more simple could it be? But, you know, and I felt bad because I was like, you know, when I text a person, I didn't want the text to come across petty. Because, like I said, I could give what I gave you every day of the year and not even think about it. You know, because I'm blessed right now in my life. I'm blessed. But the reality of it is, you know, where I come from, I can see game and I can see, you know, someone trying to take advantage a mile away. And that's what I can't stand for. You know, that's what I can't let you do, you know. So, you know, the person probably didn't like the text. The person probably didn't, you know, like for me to put that to them. It's not like I blasted it on social media or put the person's name out there. The person would never be known, you know. Like, I'm not that type of person. But the fact that, you know, I have the intellectual property of it because I was involved in the situation, so I could talk about it. You know, it's always a classy manner of talking about things. You know, never name drop, you know, if you're trying to be discreet, you know. But, you know, the reality of it is, if, you know, like, we live in a time now, listen, you can say people's name all you want to. Doesn't mean anything, you know, as long as it's factual, you know. As long as you can back it up with facts, that's all that matters. But listen, you know, we got less than 30 days left in this year. It's like the, I think today is like the 3rd or the 4th. I think it's the 3rd. And, you know, it's very, it's a very, you know, we're operating in a very dull time where people don't realize the importance. I mean, you know, and I mean, I know some of y'all might be like, yo, you know, he just yibber-yapping, he just, you know, he just talking or whatever the case may be. But, you know, funny thing is, I've been, you know, feeling like I want to be able to do something for someone, you know, maybe like once a month or whatever the case is, even if it's just the smallest gesture, 100, 200, whatever the case may be. But I'm a do it randomly, you know, like I'm not going to, you know, do this gesture to people that I know, because I really want it to be a thing that's from the heart. So whatever they do with the money, you know, if they decide to go get high with the money, like, listen, once it leaves out your hand, you know, it's out there, you know, like you can't control what people are going to do with, you know, a blessing or whatever the case is, you know. And to talk about that, I was very standoffish with giving people money, you know, like giving homeless people money and stuff like that, because I know, you know, what they might be getting ready to do with it, what they're going to do with it. They're going to put it in their arms, they're going to smoke it, they're going to drink it. But I remember years back, when my previous church, Kingdom Life Christian Center, when we had the beautiful church on Torsdall Avenue. Excuse me. So one Sunday after church, I remember I was still single back then. And I remember me and the other security deacons and things like that were sitting in a area where people couldn't see us, but we can see them. The church had a lot of mirrors and stuff like that. So this is a funny story. So one day a woman comes in, and one of the ladies that used to assist with the beautiful pastor, Pastor Ray, she came and was like, "Hey guys, you know, this lady is you know, she says she's hungry, she needs some money to get something to eat, yada, yada, yada. None of the gentlemen had any cash on them. I had cash, and the smallest bill I had was a $10 bill. Yep, $10 bill. The yellow one. I remember to this day. So I was like, you know, I'm not the biggest fan with giving people money, but you know, I'm being nice. You know, the word was great today. I'm feeling good in the spirit. I got me a little date tonight. I remember it like it was yesterday. I had a date that night. Things of that such nature. So, what happened? Oh, all right. So, I gave I think it was a missionary. I'm not going to put a name out there. The lady who came and asked for the money for the person that was in need. I think it was one of our missionaries in our church. So, you know, the missionary was like, hey, you know, she needs some money, get something to eat or whatever. And we like, you know, yeah, she can go right next door. They food pretty good. I knew that because it was a diner next to the church. And the food was actually pretty good. You know, me and my brothers and stuff like that, you know, we used to eat there every single Sunday. We would go there for breakfast and stuff like that. You know, get a meal in before church. So, to pour this all in, gave the money or whatever. So, I ended up leaving. I was going to go get prepared for my date. And I needed to go to the wine and spirit. I'm not going to lie. You know, I was getting a bottle of wine. I needed to get a bottle of wine. Please don't judge me. I needed to get a bottle of wine for my date. Hope my wife don't listen to this episode. So, I needed to get a bottle of wine for my date. So, I did. I left the church. I drove to the wine and spirit. I think I did a few things, but about an hour or so passed. I get to the wine and spirit, which was, like I said, about 4 miles away from the church, 3 or 4 miles away from the church. Get out the car. I'm going in here to get my bottle. Outside, I remember to this day, the lady had a yellow puffer, like first down type jacket on. It was cold out. It was winter time. It might have been around this time of the year. But anyway, I get out, and the lady that I gave my $10 to was holding my $10 outside of the wine and spirit, and she was like, sir, can you put some money to this and get me a bottle? I was so disgusted. I was so pissed. I was like, and so many things had ran across my mind at that time where I contemplated to myself, I said, I should take my money back. So needless to say, but something in me was just like, you know what? You gave her the money, you know, your blessing is not going to come from this lady that you helped. Your blessing is going to come from God. So I just told her, I said, miss, I will probably get some food with that money. You probably don't need nothing to drink. And I just walked in the store, went and got my bottle of wine, left and went about my business. And I say that all to say is that, you know, it's, yeah, you know, we never know when we give out money and stuff like that. We give out anything. We never know what's going to come from, you know, us doing that gesture. You know, people, addicts, you know, addictive behavior, individuals, they all are very resourceful. Trust me. I know a piper that probably could be a billionaire. What they used to call them pipers back in the day, crackheads. Everyone is so different now, depending on where you live. But anyway, like these people can be, think about it. These people figure out a way to get money every single day to support something that they want or need. So I say all that just to say that, you know, especially, you know, with the Christmas season right around the corner, listen, you know, if you're going to do it, do it. You know, like, we have no control once it's out of our control, once it's out of our hand. And we can't really give people a blessing and to look for a blessing in return if we're not going to do it in the right spirit. You know, I need all of us to operate on a certain level of, you know, just really respect. It's really pretty simple. If we think about it, it's fairly simple. You know, we should treat, you know, like, it's funny, you know, we should treat others as we want to be treated ourselves, you know. And I mean, don't nobody really get me gifts or nothing like that but my wife, but I can't expect, you know, I can't dictate to her what to do with whatever blessing I give her, especially if I would want something in return. You know, you gotta just let people be great, let people do what they do. You know, let's all be mature. You know, before we cross over to the next year, let's just all be mature enough to, you know, let's stop talking about people. You know, like, let's stop talking about people. Let's, you know, especially if you want to do it subliminally, like, you know, come on. Like, we're, you know, most people, even thinking about talking about another person is an adult. And, you know, we need to operate and act as if that's what we are, you know. A lot of times, you know, we miss out on the opportunity to do things the right way because we allow our emotions to get the best of us. Yes, I've only can say that because I've been on both sides of the spectrum. You know, I've been, let's just use this word, I've been the abused and the abusee, or the abuser. You know, we all can, you know, do things, you know, to you know, be better. You know, we all can figure out a way to, you know, operate a certain way, do things a certain way. You know, I say all this, and I'm just, you know, talking. But, you know, let's all operate in a higher level of a higher standard. You know, let's all operate this coming year with the vibe of, listen, if you don't rock with me, fine. I don't rock with you, fine. We go our separate ways and we leave each other name out our mouths, and, you know, things will probably be a lot better that way. Because most of the time we know that, you know, be it you or the opposing party, you already know that one of the parties, either it's you or them, that can't carry it the way that y'all acting like y'all can. So, you know, you ain't gonna get anything good from that kind of nonsense, you know. Listen, I know I was just, you know, just talking, and, you know, I hope I said something that kind of made sense, that'll push you in the direction just to, you know, change some things or do things differently, especially like this next year that's coming up. Listen, I appreciate you all for rocking with me on the Stirring the Pot podcast. Thank you all. You know, if you would, you know, share this podcast with a friend, share this podcast with a stranger, you know, randomly just send it to someone, you know, in your contacts. You never know. People might need it. You know, I get some reports and people have said that, you know, wow, you actually speak in the language I can understand and things like that. You know, I'm grateful. So, you know, but yeah, you know, if relationships can't be mended or fixed or healed, you know, just let it be. You know, you go your way, let them go their way, and y'all keep a mutual respect from a distance. Or if it can, listen, building relationships can be your greatest asset. Everyone in the world that has made someone else rich or someone else prosper wasn't always the best of friends. Give a quick testimony. I actually was put onto something that actually has made me money from a person that me and them don't know, we don't really get along. But the fact of the matter is the information was that vital that, hey, I know that you're going to execute on it. And that I did. And, you know, I was blessed by it. So, listen, I hope you all enjoy your Friday. I pray a blessing over each one of your families. This is the Star in the Pot podcast. I'm your host, Gary. And I hope you guys have a great one. Peace.